friend. If a person makes a nis and neder, like that I cannot have any enjoyment from you, I would not have any enjoyment from you. If you do not accept a present from me that I want to give your son, I want to give your son a kur worth of wheat, and I want to give your son 2 barrels of wine. So the person makes this for neder. In other words, I want to give you a present, and the person is not taking it. So you tell the person, listen, if you're not going to accept the present I give you, I'm going to make a neder that I can have no enjoyment from you. So the Gemara says, Hareza yochol ahater es nidroi. The person is allowed to say this neder is not chal, he could be matur his own neder. Shaloi api chochem. You do not have to go to a Talmud Chochem to be matur the neder. In other words, this is a case of a nidrei zruzin l'chura, that the neder is not chal. But it says why? Sheyachu leimela, because you could tell your friend like this. Kluma marto, ela b'shvil kvodi. Like the other friend could say back to you. In other words, you wanted your friend to receive this present. So that friend could say back to you like this. Listen, what's the whole reason you want me to get this present? Is b'shvil kvodi, like you want me to have respect. You want people to respect me. So if people are going to see that you're giving me a present, they'll come to respect me. So the person can say back just the opposite. Zehu kvaydi. This is my respect. Just the opposite. If people see that you're giving me a present that I don't want and I do not want to accept it, that's respectful for me. Such a case, people will respect me. So therefore, the guy says, like, why did you make the neder that you can't have enjoyment from me? For what purpose? For my sake? It's better for me if I don't accept the present. Therefore, the neder is not chal. That's what the Braita says. So Gemara makes now says, Taima, what's the reasoning here? What's the reasoning why this neder is not chal? To Yomar, because the person has this right to say back, Zel Kvaydi, this is my respect, this is what I want more, this is my honor, it will be a bigger honor for me if I do not accept the present. If the person does not have this right to say this, that it's going to be a bigger honor for me this way, nederu, then we say when the person was forcing him to accept the present, and he made a neder, the neder would be a good neder. The question is, Hamani, who does this price go like? If you want to say it goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, l'chura nidrei zeruzin hevi. According to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, this neder is not a good neder anyway. Like it's not worse like the case of our Mishnah, where you're telling someone to come over to your house, and he says no, so you make a neder, that's called nidrei zeruzin. See here also, like all you want to accomplish is that person should accept the present from you. And if he's not accepting it, so you're making a neder now, just to be mezarizin, to give him a push to accept it. But according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, you don't need the neder. So then why do you have to come onto a svara here? Because that's your honor not to accept it, even without that svara. So the kids of this brisa can't go according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Elo, who does it have to go like? L'chur ulai to Rabbonin? So if so, Shemamina pligi Rabbonin alei. You have a proof that the Rabbonin do argue on Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. And they say when you're inviting your friend over, or having to do one with another about food matters, it's not called nidrei zeruzin. Really, you mean that neder. But only over here, since he has a right to say back, the only reason why you want me to take the present is that I should be honored by it. So the person says back, it's my honor not to accept it. But you have a proof that the Rabbanan do argue on Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Sigmar says no. Le'olam really, I'll tell you, maybe Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Maybe there's no proof that there's a machlekes. Maybe this brisa could even go according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. And maybe everybody agrees to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. So why over here do we say, if not for this new svara of this is my honor, the neder would be chal? Because I'll tell you, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Bahai, Reb Lezer himself agrees over here that the neder would be chal. The nidra heaven, to hear the neder would be a good neder. You know why? The omale, because he says to his friend, Leikal bo'ano, I'm not like a dog. The mishanino minoch, that I should only have enjoyment from you. Like here the case is that he accepted already presents from his friend. And v'loy mishanis minoi, and you should not accept any presents from me that I can't take. So here it's a svar to say the person really means to make the neder. That I'm telling you, if you're not going to accept this present from me, then I can make it a neder that I cannot have any enjoyment from you. So here the person really means it. If not for this new svara that he answers back and says, the whole reason why you want me to accept your present is because you want to give me honor. I could say this is my honor not to accept it. But this case is not a good case of Nidrei Zeruzin here. Here even Reb Lezem Yaakov would agree that the nether should be a good nether, because he says this svara, la loy kalba, no, I'm not like a dog. I don't want to only accept and not give. I want to give also. So from here there's no proof that the Rabbanan argue on Reb Lezem ben Yaakov. Therefore the Gemara says, Toshima, come on, bring another proof. Another case is like this. If somebody says to his friend, I'm making a nisan neder, that you cannot have any enjoyment from me, in other words, all my property is like hegdish to you, if you don't give my son a present, like if you don't give me a present, really it's to me, we're talking about now that the son here is samech al shechoni, he's supported by me, so that's the way to give me a present. So I'm telling you clearly that I'm making a nisa ned, you cannot have any enjoyment from me if you do not give to my son a kur of wheat, that's in the measurement of wheat, and 2 barrels of wine. So the person makes such a neder like this, we say, Rabbi Meir Weimer, the neder is chal and you have to give it. No. In such a case, the neder is not chal. Even if the person does not give your son the present, still we say he's allowed to have enjoyment from you. Why? The Chamamayimrim, Abze Yochol Hateres Nidroi Shlei Apichochem. Even here we say this neder is not chal, even without Hataras Nadarim. In other words, the neder is not chal over here. Why? Sheyochol Leima, because you could say like this, Ha'areini Kilu Eskabalti. You have a right to say it's considered to me as if I received the present, even though you didn't get the present yet. But if you, like now, don't want neder to be chal, like now you feel bad and you want your friend to be able to eat by you, to have enjoyment from you, you have a right to say, kilu eskabalti, it's considered as if I received a present. So now the diik is holafachi. If you don't have this new svar, you don't have this new reasoning to say that you have a right to say, kilu eskabalti, it's as if you received it, is nederhu, the neder then would be chal, and your friend would not be able to have any enjoyment from you. So again, Mani, who is this price to go like? E Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. The question is why? Nidrei Zeruzin heavy. He says now, Mishnah, when you make a neder to prove your point that you want your friend to come over to you, you don't really mean the neder. You're only doing it to give him a push. Here also, you don't really mean to make all your food, your property, usher on him. So what do you need this new svar of kilu eskabalti for? Anyway, the neder should not be chal. Is Lechura Elolav Rabbonin. You have to say this brisa goes according to the Rabbonin. And then you have a proof again, no pligi, that the Rabbonin not going to Rablozer ben Yaakov. That when you're inviting your friend over, that's not called Nidrei Zeruzin. There we say you really mean what you say, and the neder should be chal. If not for new svar over here by a present, then it could be considered kilu eskabalti. But if not for this new svar, then the neder would be chal. So you have a proof the Rabbonin do argue on Rablozer ben Yaakov. And they hold the neder is chal. So again, the Gemara says, no, it could be there's no raya. I tell you, Leyerlem Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. This raya goes according to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Reb Eliezer, Bahai de Nidre Hevei. Over here, he would agree that the neder would be chal here. This is not called Nidre Zeruzin. Over here, the neder would be chal if not for this new svar of Kilu Eskabalti. And you know why? Mishum de Yom Alei. He has a right to say like this. Lav Malka, no, I'm not like a king. De mehemenina lecho, viat loy mehemnes li, that I should only always give you, and you don't give me anything. See, yeah, the person should really mean it. Like, obviously, we're talking about that he could say that he was giving his friend stuff, he was giving him food and food and food, and he never gave him anything back. So therefore, he said that if you don't give my son a present, like you don't give me a present, you can't have anything from me. Here, even Reb Lezer ben Yaakov would say that the neder really should be chal over here, because he has this right to say, I'm not like a king. And therefore, the neder is not called Nidrei Zeruzin. So therefore, it could be the Rabbanan agrees to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Everybody agrees to Reb Lezer ben Yaakov that it's called Nidrei Zeruzin, and usually the neder is not chal. But in the case over here, where you're only giving and giving, and now once he asks the person to give you, if he doesn't give you, you really mean to make the neder. if not for this new svar that you have a right later to say, kilu his kabalti. So far there's no proof to say that the Rabbanan argue on Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. Now the Gemara says, Omar le mar kishisha, pray the Rav Chisda le Rav Ashi, Toshima, come on, bring another proof. It says, Nidre Einsin. What's the case of Nidre Einsin? We make a neder, and an oinus happens, an accident happens, that you can't be mekaimit, that the neder is not chal. What's the case? That Hediru Chaveroi Sheyechol Etzlei. Your friend wanted you to come to eat by him, and you kept on saying no, so you made a neder to say that if you're not going to come and eat by me, I'm going to make all my property osur on you. You're going to be also to have any enjoyment from me at all if you don't come to eat by me. Now what happened was, v'cholahu, now the person really wanted to come to eat by you, but he got sick, or else the son got sick, or else the river stopped him from coming. Now let's say he missed the ferry, or he couldn't get over the river. That's the reason, in other words, an accident happened that he couldn't come. Therefore we said the neder is not chal. This is called Nidri Einsin, because an einus happened, that's why the neder is not chal. In other words, really you wanted to come, but an accident stopped you from coming, therefore he did not make the neder on such a case. But it's a diya chalav hochi, if not for this svara of an einus of an accident, nederu, then we would say when you make the neder you really mean it. And if you do not come to eat by him, then it's also for you to have any enjoyment from him. So you see, a neder is chal, even though you be mezaris him to come to eat by you. So mani, who does this price go like? E Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Zeruzenevi. He says now, Mishnah, whenever you're going to invite somebody over, and you make a neder, you only mean to show the person you mean business to give him a push, it's called nidri zeruzen, and you do not really mean to make the issa. Then even without the onus here, the neder should not be chal. Ela, what do we have to say? Ela, lav rabbonin, that this price goes according to the rabbonin, and therefore we can have a good raya now, a good proof, or pligi, that the rabbonin do argue on Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. And therefore, according to the rabbonin, the only reason why the neder is not chal here is because there was an onus, because he got sick. But if not for that, this is not called nidrei zeruzin. Nidrei zeruzin, according to the rabbonin, maybe is only by a sale, but not by inviting somebody over. Gemara says no. All right, a turnover. So the Gemara says like this: Li'ela may be really Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, that this brisa could even go according to Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. If so, the question is, what do you have to come on to Nidri Einsin for? Stam, it's Nidri Zeruzin. So Gemara says like this: Misav Riti Adre Mizamno Lizmino. Do you say it's a normal case that the person that's inviting his friend over makes the neder to say, if you don't accept my invitation, you can't have any enjoyment from me, which that would be a case of nidrei zeruzin? Loi, that's not the case. The case over here is dizmino adre lemizamno, just the opposite. A person wanted to be invited over, and he told his friend, if you don't invite me over to your party, like, I'm going to make a neder that you can't have any enjoyment from me. So in case that's not a case of nidrei zeruzin, he's not being mizaris him. He's like telling the person he wants to get an invitation. I want you to invite me over to Yesuda. So the other person says, yes, if you want to come, I'll invite you. Neder. So the person says, I want you to promise to me, like make a neder. So the guy says, and if not, neder zeolecha. This is a neder. I'm making a promise now that if you don't invite me, then you should know you can't have any enjoyment from me at all. And now what happened was, v'nodar v'cholahu o'shecholah b'noi yeshik v'nohor is a re'elu nidra yonsin. In other words, again, the case is like this, that you wanted to be invited over, and finally the person said, yes, I'll invite you. So then you told him, like make a neder, like I want to see you really want me. As if to say, like, you make a neder now that if I don't come, so then I can't have any enjoyment from you. And the person said, okay. But I call upon him in such a case, it's not called nidrei zeruzin, because the one that's inviting, he wouldn't care so much if you don't come. It's just you're asking for the invitation. So the person says, okay, I'll invite you. And when you tell him back, go ahead and make a neder. So if you want me to make a neder, you say, okay, I'll really, really make a neder now. That I'll make a neder if you don't show up, you can't have any enjoyment from me. So So in such a case, it's not called Nidrei Zruzin, but rather the only Ptur is that if an oinus happens, if an accident happens, that you can't show up, then we said the Neder is not Chal. So again, so far we have no proof that there's a Machloikis yet between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbonin. So Gemara says, now Tosh Shema, come in here, I'll bring you proof. It says, yes, the Rakein, that the Sefer says even greater than this, even greater than the last Mishnah, is Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says like this, even a bigger Chiddush, that if somebody says to his friend, I'm making a neder now, I'm making a nisr, that I can't have any enjoyment from you if you don't come to me to be my guest, eat by me hot bread that I have, and I have some hot tea, have something hot, a hot cholent, that I want you to eat by me. And the other person still does not come, is af elo nidrei zruzin. Even this is also called nidrei zruzin. In other words, here the chiddush is, even though he speaks out clearly, that I want you to come, and if not, I'll make a neder, and he says why, because I have hot bread, and I have something good to eat. And still, if the person does not come, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, even though we made a neder, that you cannot have any enjoyment from me, that neder is not chal, because we said the person did not really mean it, and it's still called the nidrei zeruzin. But it ends off here clearly, that v'loi hoidu loi chachomim, the chachomim do not agree to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So, my loi hoidu loi chachomim, what does it mean that the chom do not agree to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Lav doesn't mean to say,